You're listening to a message from Redemption Community Church, a life-giving church in Westchester County, New York. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or follow our messages online at redemptioncommunitychurch.org. Thanks for listening and enjoy the message.
So today, we are going to be finishing up this message series that we have been in throughout the month called Whisper, Learning to Hear the Voice of God. And really, the idea around this is that when God speaks, that he often speaks in a whisper, And people ask how to hear the voice of God. People want to know. I get this question all the time as a pastor in Pittsburgh. That's where we're from. And people are oftentimes asking me, they're like, Jared, it seems like you have a direct line to God. And I can say that's really all of us have a direct line to God if we're believers. We're going to talk about that in a little bit in a minute. But they're like, I just don't know how to hear the voice of God. And what I would say to you is this, and really what this entire series is about, and you probably already know this if you've been here for all three, now 4 weeks, is that you have to train your ear to listen, just like anything else. You have to train it in order to be able to hear that voice and understand it. And so what we've been doing all month long is we've been learning to put ourselves in the right position so that we can effectively hear the voice of God. And so week one, we learned that it really starts with the effort and a desire. We have to want to hear God's voice. It's not going to happen by accident. We have to have the desire and then put in the effort. Week two was really about finding the right places and the right spaces to be able to hear his voice. You can't do it in the middle of a crowded room, for example. If I want to hear a whisper, I have to make sure that I get into the right environment, right, and make sure that I can do that. And last week, we learned that God speaks primarily. His voice, the best training ground to hear his voice is ultimately in Scripture, in God's Word. If you want to know what God is saying, the tone of his voice, or the way that he tends to speak, the principles he often operates out of, that's usually through Scripture. So those are the spaces that we have already explored so far in this series. Well, this week, we're going to talk specifically about learning to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. The voice of the Holy Spirit. Well, the Bible tells us that all believers, every believer, every one of you in this room who says, I am a follower of Jesus. If you ever had that moment where you said, I believe that you are who you say you are, and you declare that he is the Son of God, and you, that belief in your life, that means you are now a believer. And the Bible tells us that in that moment, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, comes to live within you. And in that space, that means now that you have the ability to hear the voice of God, the voice of the Holy Spirit. And outside of Scripture, the Holy Spirit is the voice of God that we are trying to hear and understand and learn from. So then it really begs the question, what is the purpose of the Holy Spirit? What is it that God would say to us? I mean, we've been speaking this entire month on this idea of hearing the voice of God. And what is the Holy Spirit? And all of these things. Well, then the question logically is, well, what the heck does he want to say to us? What should I be listening for? And really that is what we want to talk about today. So today we're going to look at a passage of Scripture that literally tells us what the purpose of the Holy Spirit is and why it was sent in the first place and what it means for us. And this is actually from Jesus' own words. So how many of you know that when Jesus said something, it was important to listen to, right? Like three of you said that. Let me just get more people's hands up, because when Jesus said something, it's really, really, really important to listen to it. And so we're going to hear about the Holy Spirit from his own words. If you would, open your Bibles, if you have one with you today, to John chapter 16. That's the Gospel of John. One of Jesus' closest friends, John, wrote this letter about his dealings with Jesus. So we're going to go to the chapter 16, and it'll also be on the screen here for you as well. We're going to begin reading in verse 7, and this is Jesus' words about the Holy Spirit. We're going to live in this passage today. John chapter 16, verse 7 says, "Nevertheless, I am telling you the truth." Well, thanks, Jesus. I wouldn't expect anything else. "It is for your benefit that I go away, because if I don't go away, the Counselor, with a capital C, will not come to you. And if I go, I will send him to you." Now, let's pause there for a second. This is this moment, if you've ever grown up in church, you maybe have read this passage before, and the word counselor has been translated different ways. The Greek word for this word counselor with a capital C is parakletos. Parakletos, and that word literally means advocate. an advocate. We tell people all the time, you need to advocate for yourself, right? When individuals, maybe like kids, if they're being bullied at school or they're having problems with their class or maybe their homework isn't being done effectively or they're not doing well with their classes or people with disabilities maybe, we learn to teach them to advocate for themselves, right? The idea of an advocate is someone who stands there in the gap with you in a moment where you are getting assistance or help. So here's some of the thoughts, right? An advocate is an encourager. Okay, an encourager. An advocate is a mediator, kind of like I mentioned, someone in between to help you in those spaces, but it's also calling to one's aid. So when Jesus is talking about the Spirit of God, he's saying, if I don't go away, and at this point, he's talking about his death and his resurrection, ultimately his ascension. If you're reading through scripture, we know Jesus ascends to heaven after his resurrection. And here we are now, 2,000 years waiting for his return. So he's saying, but if I don't go away, it's almost like this moment. You know, like when your best friend is visiting you or a family member or a loved one, and you had a great weekend together and you're having such a good time and you know it's time to go. And you're like, don't go. Come on, stay another day. You know, I've had these moments. Right? This is kind of what it was like for the disciples. Jesus, come on, this has been great. The last 3 years have been the best thing ever, right? That's the idea. And Jesus says, you don't understand. I have to go away because if I don't go away, I can't send the counselor. I can't send the advocate. I can't send the one who will aid you, the mediator, okay? He's saying, so if I do go, I will then send him to you. So it begs the question then, what does a counselor do? Now, how many of you remember in high school, I don't even know if they really do this anymore. When I was in high school, a little long time ago, there was something called a guidance counselor. Yeah? Anybody ever sat down in the office with a guidance counselor? What is a guidance counselor's job to do? I was thinking about a guidance counselor. I remember when I was in high school, there were moments where I didn't always make the right decision. And if I screwed up, maybe I skipped class or did something I wasn't supposed to do or had an attitude problem or an issue of some kind, I was sent to the guidance counselor's office and he or she did what? Disciplined me. They would sit down and say, hey, listen, what's going on, Jared? You're having some problems with your attitude or your grades or whatever it was. And they would offer discipline. They would help guide me and steer me in the direction of things that I wasn't doing right and teach me the areas that maybe I needed to do better, right? They would also help with decisions. Oftentimes, the guidance counselor's job was to, if I had a decision for college, where should I go? Or maybe, you know, what classes to take in order to get to a certain space. That's what a guidance counselor would often do. They would help you with your career path. If you had ideas or thoughts about, they would look at your grades, they would look at your transcripts, they would look at your sporting activities and your volunteering, all those types of things, and they would build a relationship with you, and they would tell you, hey, I think you'd be really good at this kind of a job. That's something a guidance counselor does. They connect you with resources, right? Oh, you know, your family is struggling in this area. Maybe I could direct you to some resources or help you over here or connect you with something in the community. And maybe oftentimes they would even listen and counsel. There were many times where I was having difficulties in high school where I was being either bullied or I went through a lot of things when I was young in high school. And I remember sitting in the office with the guidance counselor and just feeling like I had a safe place to be able to pour out what was going on in a closed door room where someone would be able to listen and it could just offer me encouraging words. Well, here's what I would say to you. In light of what Jesus said about the counselor, about the Holy Spirit, he says, I will send the counselor to you. If all of those things were true for a high school guidance counselor, here's what I would say about the Holy Spirit. If you're taking notes, write this down. The Holy Spirit is the guidance counselor for the school of hard knocks. The Holy Spirit is the guidance counselor for the school of hard knocks. How many of you know that life is hard? Life is difficult. Life is frustrating. It is painful. There are decisions to make. We have no idea what to do. Sometimes we make bad decisions. We do the wrong things, right? All of this is what happens. And Jesus is saying to his disciples and to us today that the Holy Spirit is sent, has been sent, lives inside of you and inside of me for the purpose of being the guidance counselor for our life, for the school of hard knocks. He is there for us. He is constantly with us. He is to be our advocate. He is to be our guide. He is to be all of these areas. We're going to talk a little bit about that. And so what I want to do is I want to continue reading the words of Jesus about the Holy Spirit. And we're going to see what the purpose is. We ask that question. What is the purpose of the Holy Spirit? How do I hear his voice? We've been talking all month long about how to hear the voice of God. Now it's time to see what the Holy Spirit wants to say to us. The Holy Spirit is the guidance counselor for the school of hard knocks. Let's continue to read in verse 8, John chapter 16, verse 8. He says, when he comes, he will convict the world about sin, righteousness, and judgment. About sin, because they do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father and you will no longer see me. And about judgment, because the ruler of this world has been judged. I still have many things to tell you, he says, but you can't bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own, but he will speak whatever he hears. He will also declare to you what is to come. He will glorify me because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. That is why I told you that he takes from what is mine and will declare it to you. So the Holy Spirit is the guidance counselor for the school of hard knocks. So if we apply what we have learned in this series so far, okay, follow with me, track here. If we follow what we've learned in the first weeks, cultivating a desire to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, and then creating moments and spaces for him to speak to us, and then spending time to learn his language through Scripture, now we can ask the question, what does he want to say to us? So out of that passage of Scripture that we just read, out of that passage, here's what I would say. The counselor speaks these things. Number one, the counselor speaks correction. The counselor speaks correction. Jesus said in verse 8, when he comes, he will convict the world about sin, righteousness, and judgment. Now, one of the primary functions of the Holy Spirit is to show us when we're off the mark. This is the part that people don't like about Christianity in general. They feel like everything about our faith is this idea that it's all about rules and regulations, and that God just wants to like smash us down, and that he's a hammer and we're all nails. Like that's what people think it's about. But if you're a parent in the room, you love your kids and your job is to direct them when they're off the mark. If your kid comes home with a bad grade, or they got into a fight at school, or they do something at home they're not supposed to do, or they speak the wrong way, whatever it might be, you love them and you convict them of that mistake to show them they're off the mark. Not because you're angry, because you want to hurt them, but because you want them to understand that it's the wrong behavior to direct them to the right one. This is the purpose of the Holy Spirit. So when Jesus says the Holy Spirit will come to convict the world of sin, it's not because he's sitting up there laughing at them like, ha, 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 I'm going to send them all to hell. Like, that's not what God's perspective is. He is a loving Father who wants to speak to us and speak to the world through us so that we can understand that we are not meant to do the things that are destructive and painful and create chaos in our lives. The voice of the Holy Spirit is always seeking to direct us back to God. So when he's convicting us of sin, it's not because he doesn't want us to have fun. It's because he recognizes that whatever that thing is detrimental to us and is separating us from him. Does that make sense? So the Holy Spirit convicts of sin not to be the rain on the parade, but ultimately so that we can come back to him and have a right relationship with him. It's never through condemnation. If you feel like the Holy Spirit is speaking to you and he's condemning you and he's causing you guilt and shame, that's not the Holy Spirit, because Romans 8, 1 says, therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are found in Christ Jesus. So I want you to know that. The Holy Spirit will never speak condemnation over you. He will speak correction. Correction, but not condemnation. There's a difference, okay? So the Holy Spirit is all about convicting sin and for corrective purposes. So we can learn to hear his correction. What does it do? It leads us to avoid painful consequences. That's the job of a father, of a parent. I want my son, I want my daughter to understand that when I'm telling them not to do something, it's not so they're not having fun. It's so that I can see what's coming down the road and say, don't do that because it's going to hurt you. This consequence you won't want to live with the rest of your life. That is what the Holy Spirit is trying to speak to you. Correction. Listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. The second thing that the counselor speaks is guidance. This one's a little bit more fun. Guidance, right? Verse 3 says, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. All truth. This is great because this is the part that most of us want to hear. So this is, you know, you can kind of relax a little bit, let your shoulders untense a little bit. This is the best part. This is the one where we really enjoy it because now we can hear the Holy Spirit speaking to us and giving us peace about our decisions. Some of us in the room today are facing difficult decisions. Impossible decisions. We don't know what to do. Maybe you're trying to figure out whether you should sell your house or not. Maybe you're figuring out whether you should move to another space or not, or accept a certain job, or what bills to pay. For some of you, the decision is, which bill should I pay because I only have enough for one or the other. And listen, I want you to know that God sees you in that space. You are not a second-class citizen because you don't have enough money to pay all of your bills. I don't know your circumstances. I don't know them, okay? I'm just speaking what's on my heart this morning. And the beauty of the Holy Spirit is that he is an advocate, he is a mediator, and he is one who has been called to our aid, which means that he is intimately involved and aware of what's going on in your life. So that means that he's not taken by surprise. So when you get that bill in the mail or you get that job offer or whatever it is in a decision you're trying to make, and you go to him and go, what should I do? He doesn't go, what? I can't believe that. Like, I didn't see that coming. That's not the case. He is ready with an answer immediately. When you go to him, you say, Father, what are you trying to say? I don't know what to do. Would you help me? Holy Spirit, tell me what is the thing to do. What decision should I make? How can I do this next step? He is ready with an answer, with a guidance, with a direction for our decisions. He gives us wisdom. The Holy Spirit speaks wisdom in the situations of difficulty where we need discernment. That's another one. These all kind of sound the same, but they're different. Listen, guidance, wisdom, discernment. Wisdom is knowing what to do in a situation, right? To know what the wise thing is. Discernment is being able to see one thing versus another and understanding the differences between them. Sometimes something can look good on the outside. Discernment tells you, no, look what's underneath. So the Holy Spirit speaks to us, not just guidance for decisions. It guides us in wisdom, but it also guides us in discernment to be able to see something that looks alike, but understand that they are different. That's what discernment is. The Holy Spirit says it will guide us into all truth. And sometimes, and this is kind of cool, sometimes we actually get supernatural words of knowledge or revelation. And this is, if you're new to this space, if your Christianity is new to you or the idea of the Holy Spirit is new to you, listen, this is not weird. We're not weirdos. We drive by tarot card reading places all the time and nobody bats an eye. You go to church, then people speak about the Holy Spirit giving you a special word of knowledge or a revelation of something and everyone flips out like as though somehow we're weirdos. Like, are you kidding me? Like the God who is supernatural, the one that created the universe and everything in it, and we look at him and we say, we believe in you. We know who you are. Is it so weird to think that he might do something a little bit out of the natural in our world? Like, that's what I'm saying, right? We watch movies like Star Wars and we love the Jedis and we like all of this great stuff. And then as soon as we come to church and we talk about a possible moment where the Holy Spirit might say, hey, don't go to that place because a problem's going to happen today. We're like, that's weird. Like, I'm just trying to say to you that the Holy Spirit speaks truth inside of us. And occasionally, some people, it seems more than that. And I would say to you, the more sensitive you are to the voice of the Holy Spirit, the more you will hear him whispering in your ear clearly. And sometimes he will speak direction into your life, guidance into your life that is specific knowledge that you would have no way of knowing otherwise. You just got to believe that's true. And it's not just here. It's in other passages of scripture. And we could talk about that other times. Just wanted to drop that little piece in there for you. Guidance. The Holy Spirit speaks correction. The Holy Spirit speaks guidance. And when we learn to hear his guidance, it leads us to smart decisions. And the third thing is, it leads us in purpose. In purpose. It then goes on to say, Jesus said, he will also declare to you what is to come. Now, what does that mean? He will declare to you what is to come. It's not just like a future, okay? It's not like, you're going to get a movie reel in your mind that says to you, this is what your day is going to be like, just walk in that direction. It's really about the plan for your life. The Holy Spirit speaks to you about purpose and about desires and dreams. What does God have for you? God is not just sitting up there spinning the earth like a top and just sits back and watches it kind of topple on its own. That's not who God is. That is not the picture of God that we see in Scripture. Instead, what we actually see from God in Scripture is a God who is intimately involved and who loves people and loves you and knows you. knows the hairs on your head, knows where you've been, knows where you're going, and he wants to speak insight into your life. That's the God that we see. And when Jesus says that he will declare to you what is to come, he's talking to you about the things that he has for you. He's talking about a partnership with his will. When you listen to the Holy Spirit, when you whisper, when he whispers to you and you lean in and you hear it, we begin to hear his voice more clearly and understand it. He's going to begin to say to you, I want this for you. I want you to go here. I want you to have this. I want you to have a family one day. I want to use you to speak to this people group. Or I want you to be a generous person and to give money to this place because I want to heal that group of people. Whatever it might be, God will speak purpose into your life. He has a whole plan for you. But oftentimes, we're just sort of wandering around. Like, we don't know where we're going. Why? Because we're not listening to the guidance counselor. We're not hearing the Holy Spirit whispering to us, telling us, no, go there instead of here. This is where the rubber meets the road in our faith, guys, because the Holy Spirit is literally designed to be there every day. It's like a GPS built right into our hearts. And how many times have you ever done that? I did this for fun one time. Or sometimes you make a mistake when you're on the route to someone and your GPS is going and you take the wrong turn or you don't follow it. It goes, boop, boop, recalculating. And then you just keep going, boop, boop, recalculating. And it just keeps going and going. And then you eventually turn your GPS off. That sounds funny. That's what we're doing to the Holy Spirit when we don't pay attention. He's constantly trying to direct us in his direction. You know, telling us, hey, I've got life for you. I've got grace for you. I've got mercy for you. I have blessing for you. I've got favor for you. And I'm over here just not paying attention, going my own way, doing my own thing, right? But when we listen, when we hear him saying, recalculating, oh, I must have made a wrong turn. That's the correction, right? Okay, what am I supposed to go? Oh, I look and I pay attention. Oh, it says make a left at the next turn. If I'm going to, now I've got a moment. The Holy Spirit has said to me, make a left. I'm either going to choose to follow his direction and walk in favor, walk in blessing, and find what he has for me, or I'm going to continue to recalculate over and over again. You know what happens? That ETA at the bottom of your GPS keeps going up and up and up and up. That's what happens when you don't pay attention to the voice of God, right? He's trying to guide us. He's trying to lead us. He's trying to correct us. He's trying to give us purpose. And so learning to hear his purpose leads us in confidence. Learning to hear his purpose in our lives leads us to live in confidence. So many of us, myself included, feel purposeless, and we feel so a lack of confidence. We're insecure. When we move through our lives and we're like, I don't know if I'm doing the right things, and I don't know if God is pleased with me. And so much of that is because we're ignoring his voice. We've not taught ourselves to hear his voice. And when we know that he has spoken purpose in our lives, and when we know that we're walking in that space, I have confidence. I planted a church 4 years ago, and Pastor Jeremy, I believe, is walking in the same thing. You know how when the days when church planting is hard, and maybe you're just attending, you're not really involved, and you haven't walked in Jeremy's shoes or kind of like walked alongside of him. Let me tell you what it was like for me, is that there are so many days where I was like, is this even going to work? I have no idea if this church, this purpose that God has spoken over my life, if it's going to happen, if people are going to keep coming, whatever it would be. But I'll tell you something, when I know without a shadow of a doubt that the word of God has spoken, his voice has spoken in my life, I walk in confidence. And on the darkest of days in our church plant, I'll tell you something, guys, when it seemed like nothing was working, I had a confidence deep inside my soul because I heard the voice of God speak. And that is what is available for each one of you. You don't have to be a church planter to hear the voice of God speak confidence into how you're disciplining your children, or how you can pay your bills, or how you're spending your money, or where you're working, or where you live, or whatever it is. When you have heard God speak to you and you know his voice, no matter what comes against you, you will have confidence for what is coming down the road. That is the power of the Holy Spirit. And finally, learning to hear the voice of the counselor means priority. He speaks priority. In verse 14, Jesus said, "And the Holy Spirit will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you." Priority. This is interesting because up to this point, all the things have been about me, right? It's been about my correction. The Holy Spirit corrects me. It's been about guiding me in my life. It's been about purpose in my life. But now he says, "I want to speak to you about priority." That's all about him. Everything the Holy Spirit does is designed around bringing people back to Him. It's all about making sure that our focus is in the right place. The Holy Spirit is cool like that. The Holy Spirit is always going to do great things for us. He's going to push us down the road. He's going to be the wind in our sails. We're going to know where we're going. We're going to walk in confidence. But sometimes we begin to think that we were the own wind in our own sails, that the decisions that we made, that we're just smart, right? Like, oh, you know what? Life is going pretty good. This is good. Man, I'm really good. And then we stop listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit. And He goes, hello. Like, no, 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 focus here, back on me. I am the reason. I'm the one. I am the one for all of this. He's drawing our eyes back to Him. That's the purpose of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit speaks priority, reminding us to keep Him at the center, never to think the hubris that we got ourselves there. The Holy Spirit loves to guide us. The voice of the Holy Spirit always wants to counsel us and advocate for us, but He's always going to be like, remember, I'm the one. I'm the one who's taking you. I'm the one who's bringing you here. Don't forget that I'm the one guiding you, that I love you, that I gave you the Spirit, that I'm with you, right? Jesus is the focus the whole time. The priority of the Holy Spirit is always examining our motivations, always examining our heart. He takes us to wonderful places and does wonderful things with us. But oftentimes what happens is when you get there, you begin to think, like I said, that you think that maybe I'm better than you really think you are, perhaps, or maybe you start to do it for the wrong reason. Maybe God is blessing you financially and your finances are growing, and then you suddenly forget to be generous. And God is like, no, I didn't give you that money so you could keep it all yourself, right? The Holy Spirit will begin to continue to refine you in those spaces. And He's always going to put us in positions for God to get the glory. There's a pattern involved here. God will bring you to great places. He's going to take you through some really tough waters or really, you know, challenging valleys, and He will be with you, and you will come out on the other side, and He's going to put you on a little bit of a pedestal or put the sun shining on you. And it's not just so you can bask in the warmth of a nice day. He's going to have people around you, and you're going to be up on that little pedestal, and the Holy Spirit's going to go, now I want you to tell them the story of how I brought you there, so that He can get the glory for it. You understand? That's what the Holy Spirit is for. It's not just to correct us. It's not just to guide us. It's not just to offer us priority. It's really, it's also so that we can see that His priority is to draw people to Him, because He wants to include your neighbor in the same thing. He wants your people from around the world to experience. He doesn't just want Jared to experience His goodness. He wants everyone to know His goodness. And He wants to partner with us to do it. So learning to hear His priority leads us to the proper perspective. Learning to hear His priority leads us to the proper perspective. You know, the Holy Spirit, as I said earlier, is the guidance counselor for the school of hard knocks. Life is difficult. Life is hard. It requires decisions. It requires impossible moments of where we don't know if we're going to make it through. And thank goodness that God sent the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus, to live within us so that we don't feel alone. He speaks correction to us. He speaks guidance in our lives. He speaks purpose so that we can feel like we're doing something that matters, that we're not just a speck in this universe that just is useless or meaningless. And He speaks priority in our hearts to keep us on track, to know how we're partnering with Him, and to know that if we're doing the right things and if we're moving forward in the right direction. The Holy Spirit is the guidance counselor for the school of hard knocks. I want to close with just a couple practical things here, because I think I talked a lot about what Jesus said, but how do we begin to apply this? Because I think if you're anything like me, a lot of what I said right there is really good. That's attractive. Yeah, I want that. Right? I want to hear that. I that's why I come to this church, because redemption teaches me that God is knowable and that He can be, that I can experience Him. That's why people come to our church, and maybe you used to go to a different church and you're like, I never heard this stuff. And the beauty of it is that this is all found in Scripture. But then you hear a message like this, you know, that sounds great, but I still have no idea how to actually do it. So practically speaking, how can we begin to experience and walk in this? Number one, hearing the Holy Spirit takes intentional practice. You have to be sensitive to it. This lines up with week one, right? This idea of I want to hear you. And it can start for all of you, and we're going to do this in a minute, to just say, Holy Spirit, I want to hear from you. teach me to listen to you. You have to begin taking steps every day to say that, to be aware of that, to hear the voice, to be listening, turn on the voice. It's a lot like an antenna and a radar. That's how I like to think of the Holy Spirit. It's this idea of, like, you ever seen in the movies those frequency radios, and they're trying to lock in on a signal and they kind of keep moving the dial back and forth, and it's like, you know, and the static and all the transmission, right? That's what it's like trying to listen to the Holy Spirit. We have to continue to tune in. We have to go, oh, it's getting stronger when I do this. When I read scripture, I felt like I heard God's voice more when I walked out of the house, or whatever it might be. Oh, when I turned off the TV, or when I decided to take on my commute to work, I put in a Bible plan instead of, you know, listening to a podcast, or whatever it might be. Though that's the idea of turning the frequency dial. And when you do that, you begin to tune the Holy Spirit's frequency into your heart. And now all of a sudden, it's like a radar that's constantly active, like in a submarine, you know, and it's pinging, right? Sometimes you'll be at work and you'll be working on a spreadsheet or whatever it is, and you'll just be thinking about something. Maybe you got worship playing in the background, whatever it might be for you. And all of a sudden, bing, and it's the Holy Spirit, like radar, just kind of going off, and you're hearing him. You're taking time to pay attention to what he's saying. That's the idea of hearing the Holy Spirit, taking intentional practice. We've got to be intentional about turning that frequency dial. Number two, learning the voice of the Holy Spirit takes trial and error. This is just reality, just like anything else, right? If any of you are married in the room, guys particularly, learning to understand what your wife is trying to say to you through the words that she is speaking is, you know, trial and error, right? Men, you know, right? Okay, this is what it's like. So it's the same thing with listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit. He wants to say to us, maybe he's just saying that I want you to encourage that person who's looking sad today. And you hear, I want to speak something to them specifically. Maybe it was a word. God just said, encourage them. You heard specific words. And you walk up to them and say, hey, I just want to encourage you. I don't know, this might be weird. It doesn't mean to be. I just felt like God wanted me to just tell you that he loves you. And then you start going off on your own tangent. Like, you know, don't worry, you're not overweight. And you know, whatever you might say, and they're like, oh, I'm offended by that. Like, that's just a moment, in that one moment where God's going to check you and be like, I didn't tell you to say that, I just told you to say this. And so most of us, though, stop, because we don't want to get into that space. We're worried, like, I don't want to make a mistake, I don't want to look like a fool. But here's the thing, right? You won't know unless you try. So the Holy Spirit is speaking to us, and he just says, come with me. I'm just going to gently nudge you along. Just try. Learning to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit means trial and error. Number three, the Holy Spirit will never, I'm just going to say this, okay? The Holy Spirit will never, capital N-E-V-E-R, never contradict Scripture. So if you ever hear anything in your heart, in the Spirit, you know, in that space in your life that goes against what the Bible says, it's not God, okay? I can back that up with Scriptures later if you want to talk to me. Never, right? Moving on. Number four, engage with the Holy Spirit like a relationship. Listen and respond. Listen and respond. When my wife talks to me, she gets mad at me if I'm playing video games, and she's like, hey, did you hear what I said? Right? Or the same thing, vice versa. The idea is, I hear you, and I speak back. Yes, I hear that. Or, hey, here's what I think about that. The same thing with God. God is correcting you in your life. I don't think this is healthy for you, but God, I love it. I know that you love it, but listen, here's what I want for you. That's the kind of relationship that we should have with God. Would you guys stand with me and pray as we close? I believe that God sent the Holy Spirit. Jesus said it in the first verses there. He said, if I don't go away, I can't send the counselor to you. I can't send the advocate to you. Jesus was just one man, one guy, divine, yes, but only in one place, confined in a finite space because of his human body. But now the Bible says that because he ascended to heaven, he was able to send his Spirit to live within every one of us. That's the beauty of it. And I believe that the words of Jesus are more true today than they have ever been. That we need that. We need him to speak truth into our lives. And so what I would say to you this morning, I would say to you, let's just open our hearts to him. If you want to say, yes, God, I want to understand, I want to hear your voice, all it takes is just a moment right now for everyone in the room. Nobody's just looking around. I'm not even going to do anything publicly. I just want everyone in the room, if this is your desire, if you feel like while we have been hearing this message today, that you say, I want that. I want the guidance counselor walking step in step with me every day, then all you have to do is just in your heart, you can do it with your mouth, however you want, and just say, Holy Spirit, speak to me. I want to hear from you today. I want to hear from you today. And I want to pray a couple of specific spaces, and then we're going to sing a song together. For those of you today who are in a space where you have decisions to make, or you need guidance in your life, there's something going on, zero in on that right now. Whatever it is, you know what it is. I believe the Holy Spirit is doing his thing right now. The guidance counselor is calling attention to the thing in your mind and your heart right now. And just zero in on that thing, and now open your heart to him and ask for guidance. Holy Spirit, right now, would you give me wisdom in my decisions? Would you give me guidance in what to do? Would you give me wisdom? Would you give me discernment? Help me to have knowledge or revelation about these things so that we will know what way is to move so we can walk in confidence in those spaces. In Jesus' name, I ask for wisdom. I ask for answers to prayer. I pray that it would be so clear in their lives when there's option A or option B that you would shine a light on what is to be taken, and it would be so clear in Jesus' name. I want to pray right now over purpose and over priority. For some of you in the room right now, you don't know what's going on. You feel like God is maybe not even around. You I don't know what to do in my life. You hate your job. Maybe you're in a relationship that doesn't feel like it's working. Whatever it might be, I believe that God has a purpose for you. And if you're in that space right now where you're saying, I don't know what to do, God, would you begin to speak purpose? Tell them what you want for them, what you have for them. I want you to go back to school, I believe God is saying to some of you. I believe that God is saying, this is not the job I have for you. He's speaking life into you right now. He's speaking dreams into you right now. I believe he's speaking identity into some of you. For some of you in the room right now, you are living in shame. You are living in guilt. And the Bible says that is not who you are as a follower of Jesus. I believe that right now he's saying he loves you, that you are his child. You are not a mistake, that all of those things and labels have been put on you. He is removing them from you right now, and you have to be willing. Right now, we ask for that in Jesus' name. Let those chains fall off like we sang in the song earlier this morning. In Jesus' name, chains are broken in his name. And I believe that for some of you in the room right now, he's calling you back to make him the priority in your life. For some of you, you have been blessed by God and you have forgot to give him glory for it. He is showing you moments in your days in the past, not out of condemnation, but just for knowledge purposes, of moments where he gave you a chance to speak how good he is and you have not taken them. And he's beginning to say, will you now give me glory in my life, in your life? When I bless you, when I take care of you, when I give you favor, will you please show people how good I have been to you so that they can be included in the family? If that's you this morning, just say, yes, I will, God. I will, God. And all of us around the room right now, let's just say, I want to hear your voice, God. Teach me to hear your voice. Teach my ears to hear your whisper as though it is loud and clear. Help me to tune the frequency in my heart in Jesus' name. And for some of you, if there's anyone in the room, anyone in the room today who has never made a decision to even follow Jesus in the first place, listen, what is available to you, everything that I said to you this morning about what God is offering to you is available just by believing that he is who he said he is. And if you want that just right now, I just believe all you have to do, you don't have to do any special thing. You just have to tell him that you believe that he is who he says he is. So just say that. Say, Jesus, I believe that you are the Savior. I believe that you are the Son of God. I welcome you into my life. Forgive me of my sin. I don't want to make those bad decisions anymore. I want to follow you. I want to follow you. And now, if you made that prayer, the Holy Spirit is coming, welcoming inside of you. Just say that right now. Just say, Holy Spirit, I welcome you. Come and live inside of me. Give me correction in my life. Give me guidance in my life. Give me purpose in my life and help me to make you the priority in my life. Jesus' name, all of us together, all of us say together, amen. Amen. Yeah. If anybody made a decision to follow Jesus this morning, I want you to go find Pastor Jeremy or me right after service today, because this is something you'll walk for the rest of your lives. I'm just so thankful for what God has done this morning. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to sing one last song this morning, and I want you to make this song a prayer, okay? Like, sing the lyrics as though they were your own lyrics, like you're writing a song. You get to be a songwriter today, okay? So let's sing along and make it a response to what God has said to us.
Thanks for tuning into our podcast. If you'd like to connect with us or learn more about our church, please visit us online at redemptioncommunitychurch.org. We hope you can listen or join us next week.